8 o'clock hour here, as it is the birthday of RJ Choppy and Peyton Russell. You keeping track on your birthday scoreboard?
I am. So Sarah wished me a happy birthday at 4:40 this morning.
That's good.
It was very nice of her. And my older sister has hit me up already.
Okay.
Now she's on Eastern time zone, so she has an hour head start on everybody else.
Yeah.
She lives in Atlanta.
Not as important, not as meaningful.
Nope, not as meaningful. And my 11-year-old, for the second straight day, wished me a happy birthday. He thought it was my birthday yesterday, so he texted
okay.
and wished
That's
me.
That's okay. We're trying there.
Yeah, and the reason he found that out yesterday is because my mom, so he goes over to my mom's house before school because my ex-wife is already at school, so she drops him off. His school starts later. And my mom says, it's your dad's birthday today. My own mother had the day wrong.
Oh,
it was
my
a day early.
Gosh.
Yeah, she had the day wrong. My own mother.
Oh.
So I haven't heard from her yet.
Bet she knows when Donald's birthday is. Bet she knows that date.
45, wishing me the 45th birthday. Okay. It's 45.
Hey, but you didn't get anything from Luca yet.
I have not heard from Luca. The only thing I heard from Luca is that he's been at the dentist all morning and he has a cavity. So okay. Happy birthday to me. He has a cavity.
And he's not wearing his braces correctly.
He's not wearing his rubber bands. You know, we went to the orthodontist on Wednesday, and they said, you know, your teeth didn't move for the 6 weeks because you didn't wear your rubber bands. Can you please wear your rubber bands? He's like, yeah, okay, I'll wear my rubber bands. So, first night, Wednesday night, does he wear his rubber bands?
Nope.
No, of course not. Why would he? Why would he do what he's supposed to do?
Well, maybe it's because you said that, like, braces are back in style, so he wants to keep them on and not actually have them be effective work. And yeah. Then they go away.
That's right.
Like kids are wearing braces that look cool.
Kids are wearing fashion braces, Peyton Russell.
Didn't you think when you first got... Well, it depends when you get them. I think I got mine a little bit later, so I was more embarrassed. But I do remember thinking when kids had braces, it was cool. It's like you're wearing different shoe colors.
I wanted them. Never got them. I never got braces.
Never got them.
No.
That was a mistake.
I know.
No. Let me see. Your teeth are pretty good.
They're pretty good. These, some on the on the bottom. I've got like a little bit of
caving in a little of
crookedness that I should have had fixed, 100 years ago. But my parents are like, they're fine. They're fine. They'll be all right. I'm like, all right. But anyway,
and
fashion
Pepe,
braces.
Did you wear braces?
I did mine. All my brothers, we got ours early on. So I was fifth grade to about seventh grade, I believe. But I know some people that got it, junior, senior year of high school, and that was really bad for them.
So this trend started in Southeast Asia. Several years ago, but it didn't make it over to the U.S. until recently. But now on TikTok,
like other things from Asia,
right? Fashion braces are the thing, and people are using they're putting cement on their teeth for fake braces. And the dentists are like, "Yo, tooth enamel don't grow back, man. Like you can't do that. Don't do fake fashion braces. The DIY, you're DIYing braces, not even to fix your teeth, just for fashion." That's the nuts.
What color are his? Is it a style?
Pink. Yep, he has pink ones.
Like just the bands or like the...
The rubber bands you mean? No, the rubber bands are like regular...
You allowed that.
Yellow. Like, yeah.
So the metal part is pink?
The metal part, it's the color. They put like the ribbon around. Like not the ribbon, but like the
Who
rubber...
Who will wear the ribbon?
Yeah.
Pink?
Yeah, pink.
My wife would get on me right now. What's the matter?
Pink.
Why won't you let Ollie play with that Barbie?
Barbie's totally different. Pink is like the preferred color of kids these days.
What girls?
No, guys. their whole basketball team
here.
Their whole basketball team chose to wear those pink Aunt Pearl shoes, the Kevin Durant Aunt Pearls.
Okay.
Like they all wanted to wear pink. I don't know. It's like the new thing.
All right, Ravens, Cowboys, Sunday, right here on 105.3 The Fan. The Ravens right now are favored by 1. The over-under is 47.5. Who is your pick and why on the Franco LaFranco injury? Attorney text line 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Are you having a hard time with this one or you feel great about it?
Since 8 o'clock, I've changed my pick 7 times.
Okay.
And I was talking during a lot of that, and I was still changing my pick.
All right, let me talk out my difficulty with it. I feel pretty solid about who's going to win. Here are the factors. The thing that's thrown me off the most, yesterday, Tony Lombardi from Russell Street Report in Baltimore, and then KMC's guest from Ravens.com, they both picked a really high-scoring affair. That threw me off.
It's the third highest point total of the weekend in Vegas. I think it's like 48.5.
So is the Ravens defense like not what we're accustomed to? That's the only thing I can figure out. They gave up 23 against the Raiders. They gave up 27 against Kansas City. So am I just thinking too much of the old school Ray Lewis, you know, Terrell Suggs, Ed Reed days, and the Ravens defense is more susceptible than we thought? My big issue here, like when it comes to a game like this, I'm going to lean Baltimore's toughness over the Cowboys' toughness. It is in Arlington, and the Cowboys have to respond. Do you count on their intestinal fortitude, other things that Hulk Hogan would throw out there, for them to have the guts and the backbone to respond in a game like this against a tough opponent? That's what I'm having a really hard time with. If it was a playoff game, I like automatically pick the Cowboys to lose. Regular season game, does it really matter that much? A test of wills. Baltimore desperate not to go 0-3. That's what I'm trying to figure out with a Cowboy bounce back. Are they capable of it from a mental toughness standpoint? Or are they ready to just fold up?
The last two home games really have thrown me for a loop here. I mean, they looked bad. Defensively, they looked very, very bad. I mean, not even average.
Yeah.
They looked below average. Now, is Lamar going to do, like, Derek Carr, like, he's a better passer than Lamar Jackson. I think everybody sees that. Now, Lamar's a better quarterback overall, but from a strict pass of the ball, Carr's better. Jordan Love's better, right? So they're not facing this elite passing attack this week.
Yeah.
But the Cowboys don't beat, generally, they don't beat teams like the Ravens, like these tough, physically, mentally tough teams. They just don't.
And the Ravens have, like, dominated the recent series as well.
Yeah, I think they have. Well, now,
I don't know, it was 6-1 or something, their last seven matchups, something like that.
Yeah, it really is crazy. I'll look up their season history, series history, but this is one of those things that the Cowboys generally don't beat teams like this. So the last several games, 2020 they played, Baltimore won by 17.
Oof.
The Cowboys won by 10 in 2016. The Ravens won in 2012 by 2. The Ravens won by 9 in 08. The Ravens won by 20 in 04. And they won by 27 in the year 2000.
When did they shut down the stadium?
They shut down the stadium in 08.
08. Ravens shut it down. What are the five things that you want to see?
All right, number one. I'm not even going to ask them to stop the run. I want to see them just marginally disrupt the Ravens running game. That's all you can ask for, I think, at this point. Number two, I do not want them to spy or key or whatever with Micah on Lamar Jackson. You want to do it once or twice to give them a different look so they have to at least, you know, plan for it and protect against it, fine. But to take your best defensive player and essentially remove him from every play just to spy on a quarterback for the 6 rush attempts he's going to have, I think is insane. Babe said this yesterday, use your worst coverage defensive back, but a good tackling one, and then use him out there. Number three, I got to see this offense start to cook. Week one was a preseason game. We all know that. The offense in the second half was terrible. Week two should have shown some improvements, and they did move the ball well. They did move the ball well on New Orleans. They just didn't finish.
Yes.
Week three, this is the time we got to put it together. So I need to see the offense start to cook a little bit. Number four. Pick 2 running backs and just go with it. Let these guys get into a rhythm. I don't need to see 3, 4, 5 guys get carries. Just pick 2 and then go. That's kind of how, like, you have a 2. Look at the Jets game last night, right? They got 2 really good ones, right? They have 2 really, really good ones.
And wait till y'all hear Mike McCarthy's response to us asking if Dalvin Cook is going to play coming up at 8:40 this morning.
But, you know, they had, you know, Braylon Allen had 11 carries. Breece Hall had 16. And then Isaiah Davis had 3 in the fourth quarter, right? At the end of the game. That's fine. But they have 2 main guys. Like, a lot of teams, just 2 main guys. I don't need to see 3, 4 guys. Let these guys get into a rhythm if they could possibly find one. And then for number 5, could we get a little bit of pressure on the quarterback? Derek Carr was pressured so little in the game. 35% pressure rate. That was the 4th lowest pressure rate since the start of 2023 in the NFL.
Wow.
They've got to get more pressure, regardless of the quarterback. So a little bit more pressure.
I feel like I'm going to be way off with my over-under again. And Bobby has weighed in. Roberto says 38-28. 20. Baltimore, the Ravens run for 230 yards.
Oh, God.
18-point beatdown at the hands of the flock, according to Bobby Bell. I'm going to go... I'm going to go 23-20, 24-20, something like that, Baltimore. I'm picking the Ravens, and I'm taking the under. But again, these two Ravens insiders, they're thinking a high-scoring shootout. This is Bobby, just because of Baltimore picking the over, but he's got the Cowboys scoring 20 points, kind of like I think the Cowboys end up scoring. The Ravens' offensive line sounds like their biggest weakness right now, especially on the interior. Our Ravens insider was like, I'm praying for the guard against Micah Parsons. He said, if the Cowboys run a lot of twist stunts up front, it's going to be a problem. Problem is you got Lamar Jackson running around to the outside. Tolo Chris is saying this is the type of game that the Cowboys win when you're counting them out and you're not expecting anything. That usually does hold true. I'm going with Baltimore by 3 or 4 with the under.
We have basically the same score. I'm going with Baltimore 24-21. And that would be the under as well. I think it's 48.5.
Counting on Justin Tucker to respond here and rebound from especially from plus 50.
Yeah, well, they may get a 30 yarder out of him.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel like his boot can get up to 40.
Pepe, what are you going with?
I'm stuck here, you know, because a couple stats point out to me here, you know, and got me thinking. The Cowboys are 12-2 in their last 14 games when responding to a loss. So you're thinking, okay, Cowboys win. But then Lamar Jackson, I believe he's 20-1 or 20-2 against NFC opponents in his career. But, you know, me being a Cowboys homer, I'm going to pick the Cowboys here. 30-27.
30-27. Pepe going with the over. Are we 50-50 split? Are we majority Ravens, majority Cowboys right now from the Tolos?
Ravens 46-30. Wow.
Damn.
Let's see. 12 for 104 for Lamar and a TD on the prediction. Lamar Jackson has a 20-3 record against the NFC in his career. Holy cow. somebody else says he's 20-1, so I don't know. Ravens 31-24, 31-27. Cowboys 33-30. Baltimore 27-24. Baltimore 38-23, Ravens 35-17. Wow, there's a lot. I mean, it's all Ravens.
All Ravens?
31-12 Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of happy birthdays for Peyton and I. Thank you very, very much. Cowboys lose 27-10, 33-17 Baltimore. I mean, I'm still trying to find a Cowboy one.
Wow, there it is. So everyone on the show except for Pepe is going with the purple and black. Hopefully we are wrong. Mike McCarthy previews the game with us at 8:40 this morning. What are we actually watching? Try to put it into words or text. What are we actually watching with Shohei Ohtani and what he did yesterday? Plus RJ's notes on Kumar Rocker's second start on the home of the World Series champs right after this.